Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
One of the things that we need to notice from this right away is that God created a good world. Every day of creation, he said, it is good. He liked what it was that he created. It is good. It is good. It is good. He said that every day that he created a good world. But after the fall of man, Satan began to sow seeds. And those seeds began to grow up alongside the good that Jesus had planted at creation. Now, one of the things then that we take away from this is that it's not our job to point out what's wrong with the world. The master that sowed the seed, he already knows. Did he need the servants to come to him and said, oh, did you see the weeds out there? He doesn't need their help pointing out the weeds. He's the one who sowed the good seed. He knows what it is that he sowed, and he also knows what it is that the enemy sowed. He knows the counterfeit. He doesn't need us to say, God, did you see what they're doing over here? He also doesn't need us to try to root the evil out of the world. It's not our place. That's not what we are called to do. We're not called to point out what's wrong with the world. When Jesus commissioned us and sent us out, what did he say? Go into all the world and preach about the bad things. No, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news. Tell people the good news. Now, let me just give you a real pragmatic reason why you don't need to point out what's wrong in the world, and you don't need to try to root the evil out of the world. Because forget about like whether it's a biblical thing or not. Have you ever had an experience where you've pointed out to somebody else something that might be you think is wrong in their life, and they went, oh, gee, thanks for letting me know? I haven't had that. Well, if I've tried to point out something that's wrong, they're like, no, it's not. So let me help you out. You probably already know this. Sinners, which we used to be before Jesus saved us, sinners sin. Do they realize it's sin? They live in the darkness. Do they really know what they're doing? Don't they just think this is the way that everybody does it? Do you need to point that out to them? But if we are the bearers of light, if we are the proclaimers of good news, now they're going, wait a minute. This is a message I haven't heard before. This is not what my thought process was. In fact, Jesus says here, when the master is talking, he says, you got to be careful about if you're going to be the one to try to make a decision to root out the evil, to pull the weeds out, you might pull the good stuff down with it. It's not your place to do that. So then he says in verse 40, as the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out who? His angels. Who's going to weed it? They, those angels, will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fire furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Not you guys go do it. Let them take care of it. They know how to do it better than you do, better than I do. Our job is not to point out what's wrong with the world. Our job is to point out the Savior that can make people right.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com. which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.